Did you notice that Jesus is out of order tonight? In our gospel, Jesus is having dinner with his disciples. It's the night before Passover. And unlike Mark, Matthew, and Luke, what we hear tonight is John's version of the Last Supper. There's no gathering in an upper room, no Passover meal to share, and no words about what is his body and what isn't. Instead, we have what starts as a normal, regular meal. And then, in the middle, Jesus gets up and does something very strange. He finds a basin, fills it with water, wraps a towel around his waist, and then goes back to the table where, I imagine, he catches his disciples with a confused stare on their faces. So while the disciples are in mid-chew, Jesus does an incredible thing. He bends down and washes their feet. Now, Peter in the text is the only one of the disciples who speaks, but I'm sure he's saying what all the other disciples were thinking. Peter questions just what Jesus is doing, and Peter gets angry. I hear shock and fear and confusion in his voice. Peter actually tries to get Jesus to stop and change what he's doing. He begs Jesus to wash his hands and head too. Peter wants this experience to be more like a bath, or maybe some kind of ritual cleaning, than just plain old foot washing. He can't stand the idea of Jesus bending down and washing his feet. And this is more than Peter not wanting anyone near his feet, which is understandable. Peter sees what Jesus is doing and knows that Jesus is taking on a role that Jesus shouldn't. Jesus is becoming a foot washer. And in Peter's world, that means Jesus is becoming a slave. Now, it's hard for us to imagine fully just exactly what Peter saw. We tend to not have someone designated to wash our feet when we come in the house. But in Jesus' day, slavery was very real, and this was a job for them. Without indoor plumbing, and there's no Bath and Body Works to pick up something that smells nice, feet weren't that clean. And shoes, most likely sandals, were covered in dust from outside, dirty from just being out in the world, and most of the Middle East, culturally, wanted to keep all of that outside. Now, I grew up in a household where shoes were taken off before we walked on the carpet. I have friends, you leave your shoes outside before you enter the house. This is a more intense version of that. Proper protocol in fancy houses required guests to have their feet cleaned. They would remove their shoes, and a slave would come over and wash the dirt and grime off them. Only then, after the washing, would the guests come inside to be fed and entertained. The dirt and dust from the outside world stayed away from the dining rooms, instead finding a home on the hands of the slave. So when Peter sees Jesus bend down, Peter is seeing Jesus becoming something that Jesus isn't. Peter has been with Jesus. He's seen him turn water into wine, cure the sick, teach and proclaim with God's own authority. Peter saw Jesus as anything but a slave. Jesus is a teacher, a master, the Son of God, who should be served, listened to, and believed. This Jesus isn't a slave who washes people's feet. But there's more here than just watching Jesus take on a role that Jesus shouldn't. There's also the matter of who Peter is here too. If Jesus is bending down to wash Peter's feet, then what does this say about who Peter is following? Peter, who calls Jesus the Messiah, has been called to follow a warrior, to follow a king, to follow the one who will restore the political and spiritual kingdom of God. Peter hasn't been called to follow a slave. So Jesus' action doesn't just challenge Peter's view of Jesus. It also challenges Peter's view of himself. He's a follower of the Messiah. And now, in this simple act of bending down to wash feet, Peter's own identity is confronted. His own sense of self is challenged. And suddenly, he's left bare, completely vulnerable, as Jesus bends down to wash his feet. And that vulnerability, I think, is made real to us. Because there's just something about feet, about our feet, that make us vulnerable too. In a moment, I'm going to invite everyone here to come on up and have their feet washed. And honestly, I really have no idea how many of you will come up. Because feet are really amazing. They've got all these bones and toes and muscles and ligaments, and they're designed to hold us up. They're designed to let us walk on two legs and run and jump. And when our feet work, they're awesome. And when they don't, life gets really hard. Even a small cut or a tiny blister can make everything else in our life seem impossible. Feet, for many of us, are foundational to who we are. And I think that's what makes feet so vulnerable for each of us. Our feet are ours. They're central to who we are in so many ways, and letting someone else bend down to wash them, there's a vulnerability here. It's unnerving. It's uncomfortable. It's strange. Foot washing is weird. And it's so weird that Peter's reaction tonight in the reading is our reaction too. Peter's lack of comfort is our lack of comfort. Peter's vulnerability and our vulnerability is one and the same. Peter isn't just being Peter in this passage. Peter tonight is all of us. And Jesus shares with Peter, and Jesus shares with us, that this is what love looks like. Love requires vulnerability. Love requires service. Love requires the inversion of who we think is on top and who we think is on the bottom. Love itself is very uncomfortable, very unnerving, very weird. It requires us to go outside our comfort zones and see others as God sees them. And love requires us to reorient our own sense of who we are. Love requires us to get off our high horse sometimes and stoop down and do the uncomfortable thing of throwing ourselves at the feet of our friends, our family, and strangers. Now, we're not gathered here tonight to reenact Jesus' last moments before his arrest. We're here instead to remember and encounter them, to bear witness to a Jesus who knew that Good Friday was about to come. The wheels were already in motion. Judas's plan was set. The religious and political authorities had Jesus in their sights, and Jesus, at that moment, filled a basin with water, wrapped a towel around his waist, and washed his disciples' feet. Even with the end in sight, Jesus didn't stop loving. And that's what I believe tonight is all about. Let's let the water wash over our feet. Let's listen to the splash in the bottom of the metal basins. And let's remember that we are loved. And we are called to do what Jesus did. Called to never stop loving. That's our job. That's our commandment. That's what Jesus, right before he was betrayed, tells us to keep doing. Never stop loving. Because Jesus is with us. Jesus loves us. And there's no darkness in this world that Jesus won't walk with us through. Amen.